Dungannon certainly showed that the performance last week against Wanderers, they have improved. But, you know, I was talking to a couple of Dungannon guys there, and they were saying that, you know, they have improved, but they were very disappointed at the Derry performance. Very annoyed, in fact, at of the way the results are going, because obviously they would like to see City of Derry going well, as all the Ulster clubs like to do it. But to be honest, it was, again, what I have been saying over the last number of years and in all the previews as well. For 10, 15 minutes at a time, Derry can sort of stay with the opposition, but the final 15 minutes of each half seems to be the time when they're most vulnerable. Obviously, they're tired, and therefore, you know, they ship a lot of points. I mean, Dungannon had a tremendous start today when their centre made a great break up into the 22. They forced a 5-metre scrum, which they went forward. It was collapsed. It was reset, and from the second time, their number 8, Jono Mahu, their New Zealand guy, he's only 18 years of age, but he's a big physical specimen. He picked up and drove over, and their out half, Chris Walsh, he converted. Derry then had a good session up until 15 minutes and forced 2 penalties, which Neil Burns converted both. So there was only a point in it at that stage, 7-6. But in 14 minutes, a very good score, and I think it summed up somehow Derry's defence. There was a scrum at midfield about 30 metres out. Dungannon drove slightly. The scrum half looked up, the out half, and he flicked it inside to the blindside winger, Matthew Montgomery. Over he went, 12-6. Swash converting a second flap, was 14-6. They then had a line-out drive and prop, Glenn Cinnamon, he raced over, 19-6. Before then, at half-time, they had a 5-metre scrum, and Mahu again showed his power to go over. And that was the one that Dungannon wanted, because that was 4 tries in their bonus point. 2 more tries followed before half-time. Montgomery, he completed his hat-trick of tries. The first one, racing down the right-hand wing with too much pace to dive over in the corner. And the second one, good under-passing, and he finished off for his hat-trick. 34-6 at half-time, and you wondered what was going to happen. But Dungannon had a couple of chances. Seamus Mallon, the former Derry player, had a very good run, tackle short. And then in 56 minutes, Dungannon should have scored, but their centre was too lazy and didn't dive in the ball quick enough. And it was actually over the dead ball line. At least that saved the embarrassment from Derry's point of view. But in that final 15 minutes, as I said, the 3 more tries. Went forward, James McMahon finishing off, a bit of forward play. And then second row, Stephen Todd, he got on in the act whenever a kick was countered, and he was the last man to handle before diving over. And the final one was from their centre, Paul Armstrong. Really raced clear, there was nobody to touch him, and that's Walsh's third conversion. Finished the scoring at 51-6. So, all in all, just all you can say, Oisin, a very, very disappointing result from Derry's point of view. You know, we knew it was going to be a hard game, but as I said, 6 tries were scored in a small passage of play just before half-time and before the full-time whistle. Next week is the last game of the All-Ireland League for 2017. Derry go to Stevenson's Park and Dungannon. And to be quite honest, I can't see much different, because Derry haven't really got any more players to bring forward. There was a few injuries today. The young scrum half, Taylor Holden, he went off with his nose bust. I don't know whether he'll play next week or not, because he's obviously, that was the last game he'd play before he goes back to New Zealand. He may want to play, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on him all the time. But, I mean, there's no other players I can think of that can come in. And so you'd have to think that next week, 2017, is not going to finish too well. But who knows? You never can tell. Last year, Derry had a resurgence against Dungannon, but this year it hasn't happened. And this result now means that they're certainly anchored at the bottom of the table, irrespective of what happens to Harlequins and the teams above them. The other score that I have seen is that Shaban, they won by 24 points to 14. That keeps them second place in qualifying League 3. And the last I heard from Oma, as I say, you probably have a full time on that one, but it was Oma were trailing by 15 points to 5. But overall, just to say that in All-Ireland League Division 2B, it was City Derry 6, Dungannon 51.